Now it's time for the rural news with Eric Frickberg. And Eric, the rain has arrived, but will it fix drought-scorched parts of New Zealand?
Kia ora mani, it won't, unfortunately, although it did fall in many parts yesterday and overnight and this morning, but it failed to fix the damage caused by months of inadequate moisture in many places. The rained areas included Northland, Waikato and the Bay of Plenty, and also dehydrated Hawke's Bay. Met Service meteorologist Daniel Corrigan says the rain in some places was heavy.
Overnight, we've had some heavy rain warnings for the Western Nelson and Buller Ranges and for Egmont National Park. And we've got a heavy rain watch out for the Tararua Range and Tongariro National Park and the Kaimanawa Range. And then we've got another heavy rain watch out for the ranges of Eastern Bay and Plenty, as that rain band moves further east going into this afternoon.
Daniel Corrigan says there was 87.5 millimetres of rain in Taranaki, and other places also got a good dousing.
Hawke's Bay has gotten thereabouts of 5 to 10 millimetres, mostly in southern parts. There have been heavier patches around. Wire Up is under rain at the moment. Masterton's gotten around 20, 30 millimetres overnight. And Horowhenua Kapiti, they're all getting good rain.
Daniel Corrigan says rain was due to continue falling today in many places, but overall the level of the fall was limited in many places. And Jim Galloway of Hawke's Bay Federated Farmers agrees the rainfall wasn't enough.
We tipped out 10.5 mils, which is certainly not enough to break the drought. It is starting to get cumulative, so it is starting to make a difference to what it's looking like, but there's not a lot of feed actually growing there yet. It looks greener, but it's not. It's pretty spindly, sparse green things rather than a lush pasture of grass. So it's still got a long way to go.
Jim Galloway adds there has to be rain in winter and hopefully in spring as well, so that next summer doesn't bring another drought. NIWA meteorologist Chris Brandolino has an explanation for the limited reprieve. He says a lot of the rain has been falling behind a mountain shadow, and overall it won't be enough.
To put in perspective, yeah, that's certainly useful. If you're $100,000 in the hole and you win a $5,000 scratchy, it's helpful, but a lot of work is left.
That's meteorologist Chris Brandolino. Federated Farmers says it doesn't matter which political party is in power or who leads the major parties, as long as the right policies are followed. Its Vice President Andrew Hoggard was speaking about the new National Party leader, Todd Muller. Mr. Hoggard says he's known Todd Muller since his days in Fonterra and says he's a capable person. But the main issue is what a government will advocate, not who's in charge.
Right now for us, coming out of COVID, you know, the focus needs to be on trade, on making sure we've got access to markets. There's a real big concern around the world that there's this growing tide of protectionism, and we've got to make sure that we continue to be the sort of practical, principled players that we have been in the past and we're respected for around the world. That's vitally important. And resist the temptation of doing anything silly at for sort of short-term gain. And I guess the other thing, which we've been banging on for quite a bit during the COVID lockdown and, you know, in terms of recovery, in terms of shovel-ready projects, in terms of, you know, improving New Zealand's infrastructure, connectivity is a huge thing for us rurally, as well as water storage. We're seeing the, you know, the impact of, you know, not enough investment in water storage across the North Island right now, not just rurally, but also in our biggest city. So that sort of infrastructure is sort of where we'd like to see the focus happening, and moves made to speed that all up.
That's Andrew Hoggard. The fertiliser company Balance Agri-Nutrients is mounting a comedy show to cheer up hard-pressed farmers. Months of drought followed by the COVID-19 lockdown have lowered the spirits of many farmers. So this week a virtual comedy show will be streamed to farmers called The Online Drought Shout. It'll involve a group of New Zealand comedians streaming their special brand of humour to a farmer audience. And they'll be hosted by the comedian Te Reda. The Foundation for Arable Research says nutrient management reporting is about to become faster and cheaper for farmers. Arable farmers have been using a farm recording package for a long time, but until now it didn't integrate with other programs such as Overseer, which covers fertiliser use on farms. FAR's ProductionWise manager, Melanie Bates, says integrating data between different programs will be important. Farmers are required to provide nutrient information to regional councils, and this program will save some farmers between $5,000 and $10,000 a year.
This step that we're doing is to try and help farmers reduce that cost by just taking the data sort of automatically via a JSON file into the Overseer FM model.
And then they can provide all the figures with regard to nutrient runoff and stuff like that and get the whole thing done in one hit.
Yes, Overseer FM does all that modelling. ProductionWise is just recording the data that is required for the farm environment plans and particularly for the nutrient budgeting.
That's FAR's ProductionWise manager, Melanie Bates. And lastly, the humble lamb shank has officially been voted New Zealand's favourite lamb cut in the Great Kiwi Lamb Off. This competition, run by Beef and Lamb, was in celebration of National Lamb Day and took place yesterday. It won with a whopping 22,000 votes. That's two-thirds of the total, beating the leg of lamb into second place. Now there's a degree of economy in all this. Pushing lamb shanks helps make sure more of the lamb is used. But I personally think a leg of roast lamb with roast potatoes and roast pumpkin and masses of gravy and a glass of Merlot, Marnie, that would beat all comers.